very much. And should all of them enjoy the biggest two peaks? Because they spoke to you
the truth.
And that without any reservation. And I do want to say that I endorse. Now, what Dr. Kennedy was talking about here, about this time, these 4 days, and before he actually died, came in the flesh. Now, then coming on down from that time, on down to where we are.
All right.
Today. Now, Joshua said, now, so maybe you better read that. The fourth chapter of the first epistle of the apostle Paul to Timothy. And now I want to compare that and see that the testimony of both of them, they haven't changed. Now, Joshua didn't, in the 24th chapter of Matthew. Now, you said there that many false prophets and false teachers were to come. Is that right? Now, then, Peter, in his second epistle, I'm going to put this together for you first. So that you can understand and know something about what I'm talking about. See? There's just no sense in reading the Bible, you understand, and then going out there and messing it all up.
There's just no sense in that. Because the purpose of Yahweh from cosmological
eschatology.
That means from beginning to end.
All right.
Is understandable.
Now, I read, so that you know something about what I'm talking about. Now, we have been laboring here with the Bible. And their teachings. And for many years, we have worked with and tried to labor with Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, what I'm trying to do is call somebody so you can know something about what I'm talking about. There's no sense in being in the dark, and I don't go around at nobody unless I direct it and tell you who I'm talking about. You understand? And I want you to know that if you're here, see, I am talking to you. That is, if you're here. And if you're not here and you have that doctrine, I'm still talking. Now, I don't believe no underhand and no undergirded stuff. See, I believe in some right straight from the shoulder. Now, if you're a Baptist or a Methodist, be anything you want to be. See, I want to tell you that I'm talking about God now. You see, I'm talking about the purpose of God. And now he says it out. And I'm showing you that it is understandable. There was meant to be understandable. See? But you have any faith and any confidence in it. And how can you read this and know enough to fight it? You can't have no faith enough in that. You get the point? And the reason why you can't is because you haven't heard nothing about that. You don't know nothing about it. See? It's not true with the purpose of God. See, it's understanding. Now, you need not think, because the devil has twisted it all and all these different steps and cults and denominations and ideologies and opinions and so forth and so on. You don't need to say that God is the purpose that can't nobody understand. But now, let me tell you this, too, about that. Now, all of that's got to come. All this confusion, all these lies, you understand, all these erroneous and false doctrines and all, that's
got to come.
That's right.
That's just got to be.
Right.
There is no way out of it. But your job is to discern in which it fits.
That's right.
You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what you're up against. You see? You get it? Now, first read 1 Timothy 4:1. And it'll tell you to listen at this. Now the Spirit. Hold it. I see where I have to do something better than that. Right now, because you see, just reading around won't help us. Now I want you to read, before you read that, I want you to read John 4:24. Then maybe we can get together.
That's right.
For Elohim. Now, in your King James Version of the Bible, it says, God. Is that right?
Yeah.
Read them both.
God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Now, let me bring it down. God is a spirit.
Right.
I don't like the age.
That's right. Right.
But God is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see, that God is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that? Joshua. Who is
God?
You see what I'm talking about?
That's all right.
You see? Now listen, if God is spirit, and he seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in the truth. Now there is Paul writing to Timothy, telling him that the Spirit seeketh explicitly, directing itself to a specific time. Is that right?
Right.
Read that.
Now the Spirit speaketh
expressly. Now the Spirit shall be speaketh
expressly. All right,
what?
That is the latter time.
That is the last day,
the latter time.
All right, what?
Some shall depart.
Some shall depart from the faith. What's that happen?
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
Giving heed to seducing spirits. And listen, Campbell, or the book of doctrine that would do this all the
time.
Now, then there comes along them that wants to say, in these last days, that God sent him. You understand? Including me.
All right.
I say God sent me.
That's right.
Understand?
Right.
Or else I wouldn't be here.
That's right.
You understand? And that's hell you sent me. I done give up a long time ago. I didn't have to go with it.
That's right.
That's the thing. And if God did send me, my God to prove it.
Right.
The responsibility doesn't rest on you
to prove that God sent me.
That's my God.
Right.
You understand? When Joshua and the Messiah were born. See?
Mm-hmm.
Get the point? Now listen close so we don't miss the boat. Now then there couldn't be but two more days.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That makes 6 days. Or 6,000 years.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't be the 2 more days.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now that's after him. Now the Spirit speaking expressly that in this closing 2,000 years, you understand, from Messiah, see, that many false prophets would come and many would be deceived. See? Now that's what Paul is talking to Timothy about in these last couple of days. You see? You understand? That's what Messiah was talking about in the 24th chapter of Matthew, 21st chapter of Luke, 13th chapter of Mark. Conversation is on the same thing. You understand? Now he said many would, false prophets would come. Now get this straight. He said many would be deceived by them too.
That's right.
That's right. Don't believe that in the 24th chapter of Matthew. All right. Understand? I want to make sure that you know what I'm talking about. Roger Williams, John Wesley. You understand? Well, I just could go and name a whole lot of Pinedale and Wickliffe and all that boys. You understand? You see? Now, you see the stuff. Well,
before him.
Many false prophets come after him.
That's right.
Now this is what he said. Read it out of your book. 10th chapter of St. John.
But don't go away from Timothy there.
Now he said, all that ever come before me. Now wait a minute. Don't you come up here telling me about Dorothy. Don't you come. Now, Dorothy was before
here. That's
right. Don't you come up here telling me about Buddha.
All
right. You get me now? Mm-hmm. I want you to understand what I'm talking about. So don't make no mess. Somebody said, save me.
Mm-hmm.
Him too, right? You get the point?
Yeah.
Read. Now he says this.
All that ever came before me.
Are thieves and robbers.
But the sheep did not hear.
But the sheep didn't hear.
I am the door.
Now listen. I am the door. Now listen. Somebody said. See? Somebody.
Right.
And I've been handed literature out there. Said that by a hood of the Baha'i. So what the name means to be. Translated that he was the glory of God. That was sent in the end of this age.
or in the conclusion. That's what they're trying to tell me, and I'm telling you, no, that's a lie. That's not so.
To put all these different cups and all together, that there might be one. You understand? That he was the one. The glory of God it was him.
Listen, I want to tell you, I'm as great as thou ever will be.
And I don't amount to nothing.
All right. All
right.
And to cap that one off, Peter and Paul.
Nobody has ever walked around on the face of the earth
that did any more than that.
I told you about things coming to pass than what I have did this.
That's right.
35 years.
Right.
Nobody. I know about that. Yes, sir. You came through.
You never ran after nobody. You never heard of nobody. You can't stand up and read out of no book.
About nobody that did any greater things than what I have done since I've come. But I do want you to know that I am not the Savior.
Right.
You understand?
All right.
All right. You see what I mean? I want you to know if I was hung on a tree out there, it wouldn't affect your salvation none at all. Just be another dead man, that's all.
All right.
You understand? If I was taken before a firing squad and shot to death, next to another man dead. You know what I mean? Your salvation doesn't hinge upon it at all. You see what I mean? And the same would go for Paul and Peter. That Paul said,
that's right.
They're in the grave.
Yeah.
Where is Paul?
That's right.
Where is Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the body?
Mm-hmm.
Was Paul crucified for you? They're just mentioned by
whom
you believe. You see?
Now, here I am down here in the end of this age. Now, if I preach anything different to you and teach you anything different,
then this Messiah and the apostles. There's just no way to know them one day.
No, that's
right. You understand? I'm alive. Now I want you to know that. Now we have the reality down here. And I'm not down here to you him and seek him.
Right.
So him and seek him, they don't amount to nothing.
Right.
And neither does Bob.
Right.
And neither do
you,
whoever you are.
Right.
No flesh got no right to vote his breath. Ain't that right, baby?
Right.
See? Now, I founded this school. Dr. Carl F. Gross's co-founder. And others. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't tell you, I didn't come to tell you that I founded the kingdom of God and founded a principle for you to be saved on. And if I'd have told you a thing like that, you'd have been I'd have been alive.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Carl F. Gross was a president. Stand up there.
He's been around me 35 years. Dr. Gross is a president
of this school. Would you mind, Dr. Hatch?
Dr. Hatch is vice president of this school.
Thank you, Desmond.
Okay.
Well, ain't somebody said, well, I'm for you. There's always somebody. You know, trying to look for the chief and the leader, you know. You understand?
get destroyed. Yeah. That's where they come in here all the time looking for me. Because that doesn't mean why I'm going to stand up and there's no way to touch you. You see? Mm-hmm. Understand? But I want you to know that Dr. Carl S. Gross and Dr. Robert Harris is not the founder. They're not the president of the Kingdom of God.
Right.
The vice president. And then they say Kennedy, which is founded at this school, you get not the founder of the Kingdom of God. I understand by the Apostle Paul. He said another foundation. Can no man lay than that which is already laid, and let him that buildeth thereupon take heed of what you put up there. You see, you understand?
That's right.
For every man what shall be tried by fire, mm-hmm. and a fire shall reveal what sort they are. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
right? Right.
Do you see what I mean? Now here's what the difference is. So you can see strength. You see, this is the God of this universe. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That took on a body himself. Mm-hmm. Now you don't believe that? Mm-hmm. Now Jehovah's Witnesses, they said this.
Mm-hmm.
They said that Jesus was God's chief representative on earth.
Mm-hmm.
I say that is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
He was not God's chief representative on earth. Now somebody said, well, where do you get your authority at to say that that is a lie?
Mm-hmm.
All right, without any debate, any argument,
Free
is the mystery. Free is the mystery. All right.
God was manifest.
God was manifest. All right.
Free.
In the flesh. Wait a minute. You say it was represented in the flesh.
All right.
Now you read this book straight, man. Now listen, without controversy, now that means without any debate, any conclusion. You understand? Without any argument.
Mm-hmm.
See? Great. Is the mystery of God. God himself, all the God that there is.
That's
real,
baby.
All right. Mm-hmm. God said, was manifest in the flesh. You want to know? This boy? Now that's a man in it. That was in himself. Chapter
10,
John said this.
The one that was manifested in the flesh.
To please me in his prayer out in the Garden of Gethsemane. Please me that I'm in the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And the Father is in me.
Right.
Now, if you don't want to take it that way, bitch. Just because I said so.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to take it that way, I'm going to work in your name. And that's so great until you won't want to eat more meat than that.
I'm the resurrection and the life. Now that's it. They won't believe that enough.
You see what I mean? Yes, indeed. That is a hard number.
That's a hard number.
Yes, indeed. That's what kind of wife.
thing. Come on.
Believe it or not, that's one of them.
Yeah,
you see what I'm talking about?
Go down yonder, the man been dead 4 days, then roll the stone away.
And I said, I don't believe you the resurrection tonight.
Roll the stone away.
Manifested in the flesh.
What about it?
Justified in the spirit.
Justified. You said God is a spirit. You understand? Now he was justified in that.
Right.
So say the apostle.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think he tells him to a big lie about it.
All right.
We know.
Seed of Abel.
Seed of Michael and Gabriel. Abel and all the rest of it is going to go.
Yes, indeed. Now, wasn't I never an angel in heaven that hadn't seen me? You understand? Seen of angels. All right, what about it, Doc?
Preached unto the Gentiles.
Preached unto the Gentiles. Right?
Right.
See? The Ishmaelites. You understand? The Jeshurites, the Tishbites. And the Moabites and every other kind of bites. In other words, call the world.
Everybody.
And then what happens?
Bleeds on in the world.
Bleeds on in the world.
Bleeds up in the world.
That is Joseph Newt too. I stand resurrected from the dead and received up in the glory. He's not in the cemetery. You heard me.
Right.
Now, what I'm talking about is, you understand, if Henry Clifford, Kenley, Firehula, Paul, Peter, or anybody else tell you anything any different than that, I'd say it's a lie.
All right. That's right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. See?
And I don't have no money
to come around here and tell you that God sent me. See?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do nothing. But you can run my big mouth and argue tell you somebody God sent me, and you're stupid enough to believe it. You see what I mean? If I can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You get the point? I'm telling you I'm a prophet. I'm telling you I'm a teacher. I'm telling you I'm an instructor sent from God. And I got something different to tell you than what Messiah and the apostle had to say. And down in the cold days of this age. You see what I'm talking about? You know that don't make no kind of sense.
Right. You know what I mean?
No, we're not going to combine
Torsism and Buddhism and all that trash.
Right.
You understand?
Separate the chaff from the wheat.
Right.
False and the truth.
Isn't that right?
Now, here's Paul. Speaking again. Said, go away.
Yes.
Michael was a warrior.
I can.
Abel was a messenger. Paul says, don't we, or any other from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than that which was already preached, let it be a curse.
And then everybody else.
That's all right.
All right. I'm doing it, bitch. Am I doing all right? That's the reason why everything is dead out here.
That's right.
Are these people out there trying to preach that they're something great?
Right.
You understand? I got to tell me about Paul or somebody else coming down the line. He's great.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, indeed.
And listen, I won't tell you something.
You see,
nobody got no business in the cemetery.
No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You don't come here and spout off how great you are,
mm-hmm.
and then go to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's doing this spouting off, he's upstairs, alive.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Well, what is it in you?
It's your spirit in me.
I can't do nothing. You understand? If anything is done, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Give the glory and the honor to God.
Right.
Why can't you give him these things that are about who, or Paul, or Peter, or anybody else? And by who is no more the glory of God than I am?
Right.
Are you? No, I'm not so. I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah,
thank
you,
brother,
against all this.
Mm-hmm.
If I couldn't do it, I don't have no business around. I ought to go sit down. Where does the devil get the justification that going out there preaching all this confusion to people, and God ain't got no right to speak to us by an individual and reconcile it?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get such an idea as that? Somebody said, well, you let me alone, I'll keep my religion, and you keep yours.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have no right to meddle with me and my religion. You're right. But God does.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no business with no religion other than that at all. Get it now? Yeah, the devil's got all time. Take charge.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, well, the Baha faith.
You understand?
Baha ain't got no faith.
Right.
Ain't got no faith to give nobody. Hey, if you want to know something, right? Try reading this. The first chapter of Jude. Try reading this.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you.
You see, I'll preach that while. Yeah. Why don't you mind up? All right.
You, the servant of Jesus.
You, the servant of Joshua the Messiah, not Jesus the Christ. Now, the most of the denominations out there, they don't even know that. And yet, still, they slap on all the holes. That they're right. See?
Well, somebody said the name don't make no difference.
Now, do you mean to tell me? Oh, boy. Every time I open my mouth, you understand, I get in trouble. Since you were saying my whole life, Sabine, Spinoza, you understand? Zoroastra, you understand? You can call it Paul and Peter if you want to. It's all the same with me. You can call it Henry if you want to. You understand? And I'm talking as much about Henry C. as I am about Paula. Anybody else? And I want you to know that. Look, now you said the name don't match enough. I preached one night in Hamilton, Ohio, Middletown, Ohio, until my clothes I had on my back was raining wet. Let's take them off. They intended to preach. And after being invited there, and I took my down there and told them to put in the right name. You understand? And after all, the man got up and said, the pastor, the preacher,
back and said, well, what difference does it make about the man? That's what he did. What difference does it make about the man? You see, well now, if it don't make no difference then, Dr. Ed, you tell me, why in the 28th chapter of Matthew, would you mind reading that? The 19th verse? Would you tell me, he straightened me up?
See?
That's the reason why, Bishop, I'm not going to have it. See? I am not going to have Henry Clifferton, and I am not going to have Bahu. I am not going to have Peter. I am not going to have Paul. Now, is that fair to you? See, now, there's nothing in it, eh? I've never seen no place like Bahula. That was the name of God.
Right.
And that was the name of Jesus Christ. That was the name of the Holy Ghost. I ain't never seen that. Somebody said, well, translate it to me. No, I don't want to say translate. It might be the name of glory of a God. Krishna does, too. You understand? But not the one I'm talking about. Say, now let's get these gods straightened out too.
Yeah, yeah.
God's many and large many.
Yeah.
To us they believe there isn't but one. And his name is Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
You
see?
And the one son. His name got you better than Yahweh. And I don't believe there's any salvation in him if he can tell about it. You see? You get it now? Now, if it didn't mean nothing, see, why didn't the people stand on the day of Pentecost and thereafter, the religion of sin should be preaching his name?
Okay.
Somebody said, well, that's the message for them back there. I say you're stupid.
Right.
That's the message to all of this entire age. And even the ones who come.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because there's no other given. Do you see what I mean? I want to make my position clear. Why did he tell this? The three.
Go ye
therefore. Go ye therefore. Now you think he's just stupid? Tell them to go and be that far.
And teach all
nations. And teach all nations. Jews and Gentiles. Black, white, yellow, red, you mean. All right, read.
Immersing them in the name of the Father.
And immersing them in the name of the Father. What is the name of the Father? It don't make no difference. What are you telling them that for? It don't make no difference. You see what I'm talking about? Now you've just been so accustomed to all this stupidity until he just got you in the habit of saying, oh, what the hell, I don't mean name about anything at all. See what I mean? Yes, it does. And let me tell you something. See, them that John was talking about being sealed on the Isle of Patmos out there. See, there wasn't any fear with Bob like him to see
getting
all right. Understand? Let's get the thing straight. See?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, boy. 15 chapter, first of rest. I said you got to be my burn up. I have an agreement. I did not come to declare my name. I come to declare the name of the true God and creator of this stellar universe and his son. You understand what I'm talking about? And I do mean to tell you. Is
anybody preaches anything different than that, then what has already been preached by the apostle
and by Joshua the Messiah. You understand?
And listen, let me tell you this. When Joshua and the Messiah, it will deal from heaven. There won't be no more sects and cults and creeds and denominations.
Mm-hmm.
He'll straighten them out.
You know, sir, he ain't gonna come here arguing around with the devil about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said he's gonna jump out of the sky and set up his kingdom here on earth. You understand? That's for 1,000 years. You understand? He's gonna rule from there. You understand? I beg your pardon.
Uh-oh.
Ain't nothing like that in no heaven, you know.
That's right.
You see what I mean? Jerusalem above, Jerusalem beneath, the allegory of Jerusalem above in the spirit. You see, the Holy Land, geographically speaking, Jerusalem. You understand? Yes, indeed, it's right on this geographical map.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't deny that. We say that it is the place that God chose to set it in. You understand? And that it is allegorical to Jerusalem above in the spirit.
That's right.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, well, just somewhere during your lifetime, you ought to go to Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
For what? To see that magnificent temple that's built by the Arabs. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You ought to visit the mystical shrine. You see what I'm talking about? Then another one down here said, somewhere in your life, you ought to go to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Visit Rome, visit the Vatican, and see the magnificent achievements and accomplishments of the desert. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you something. Somewhere during your lifetime, you're going to have to live. You ought to take a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean by no L-N-D. You understand? I don't mean that. You see, you got enough hallucinations without booty.
That's right.
All right. Now that's right.
That's right.
But you ought to take a trip around and see this great universe.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That God made. You see, you can start in Los Angeles if you want to. You understand? Look at this out. You understand? Then go out and the moon and the stars. Let's see everywhere. The heavens declare the glory of God, not the glory of God, the glory of God. You see what I mean? There's not enough to know sense in that damn moment. And listen, let me tell you something. Now, you can go right on that way if you want to. You help yourself.
See?
Mm-hmm.
That's your business. See, mine is telling you the difference. Look,
bud, I'm bold enough to tell you, too.
Yeah.
And nothing to tell you right up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And right up in your chin.
Sure.
And you ain't got nothing better than that's all.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. See? Now, if I tell on myself, you know good enough I tell on you.
Yeah.
Did you better tell me that? No. Go ahead.
See? Your salvation, God. And I say to you, I've done this great. What have you done? I ain't done nothing. You understand? Messiah said he hasn't done anything to you. But what happened? He said, my father and he got to be because of the word. I tell him my own self too much. You understand? And now I'm telling you.
See?
And look, boy, I don't want no sand like this about Jesus. You understand?